Good morning and get up, now count me in.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron, we are back on your radio. April 15, that is when the guys return from a little Easter holiday. However, you don't need to worry. You're not going to go without them, because what we've got right now is some of our favourite moments so far from the year that has been 2024. So put your feet up, pour yourself a drink and enjoy some laughs with Hughesy, Ed and Aaron, some of the best bits from the year.
The Hughesy, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron are giving you the safe space to ask, am I a freak or not?
Tell me where the freak's at.
Stephanie, welcome to Am I a Freak? Take it away. Are you a freak because?
So I have become strangely addicted to fucking on a dummy.
Yep. And you're not 2 or 3 years old. You don't sound like you are. So how
no,
old are you?
I'm not. I'm actually 38.
Yep.
How did this happen?
So I was a vapor, and my New Year's resolution was to give them up. And between Christmas and New Year's, I was cleaning out my son's room, getting rid of all his baby stuff, and came across a dummy in its packaging. And I thought, you know what? I want to see what all the fuss is about. Why do babies and toddlers become addicted to this? How good can it be? Yeah. And I started to suck on it.
Yep.
And it just replaced the vapes. I just doing that instead, and it became my creature comfort.
Yeah.
I guess you could say.
As someone else who has been addicted to vaping, Stephanie, I understand how hard it is to stop vaping, and anything that can get you off the vape. I'd never thought about a dummy.
Still can.
Yeah, well, I was chewing chewing gum for a bit, and I was chewing it so ferociously because I was just wanting the vape so much that I would bite my tongue. So that just wasn't working for me.
You're not putting anything in the dummy, are you? Like some CBD oil or?
No, nothing. Just the dummy, just a minute of a good hard suck and I'm good.
It's almost like, I think, a placebo though, isn't it? Where you've got to get on something. And if you've convinced your brain that that will get you off, that the dummy sucking will give you that high.
I think he's looking to get off.
No, but vaping gives you a high through the nicotine. So this is, I'm all
and
for it.
And some are harmless. Like, they're not doing any damage. It's the ergonomic design. It's not the round, cherry one.
Ergonomic.
Because that's the only thing I was saying, you know, the reason they don't want your babies to keep doing it into toddler years is that buck teeth, but you're saying that's not an issue.
The buck teeth's better than popcorn lung, I can tell you.
It's a flat dummy, so it's perfect.
So do your family know you're doing it?
Absolutely not. I lock myself in the ensuite and have my minute or two of suck and hide it away in my special little tampon pencil case.
Well, you know what?
But that's also
It's also exciting for you because you don't want to get busted, do you? So I think
that
adds to the fun of it.
What about work? What about work?
Well, I go into the office 2 days a week, and as I said, I've got my special little tampon pencil case, so I just discreetly hide that under my shirt or in my pants and just tuck myself away into the toilet.
I reckon lose the shame. You know, all it takes is one person to come out and be proud of this, and I want you to pop that in your mouth at your desk at work and own it. You know, it's better than vaping. It's better than doing crack cocaine.
What will help, Stephanie, is if our callers agree that she isn't a freak, and we need people to call here.
Right, 37-year-old Stephanie is a dummy sucker.
I say she's not a freak. Come on, people.
13, 10, 60. Lines are open.
Why would you call her a freak for that?
Because she's sucking a dummy. And she's 37.
Today FM. Hughesy, Ed and Aaron are giving you the safe space to ask, am I a freak or not?
Tell me where the freak's at.
Just heard from Stephanie, 37 years old, trying to get off vaping, so she's sucking a dummy.
Yeah, and we are all about people getting off vaping. I wanted to be the face of New South Wales vaping, and that's still in the works.
Yeah, what's happened with that? I feel like we really lost momentum off the back of that ad.
No, well, the ad was the ad, but also there's some statistics that Peter Dutton presented to us. So did we present it to Peter Dutton about whether...
We presented it to him.
But I know you were in dialogue with Dutton about what should go on with vaping. And
it was this morning, actually. I sent him a picture of the big ad on page 12 of the Daily Telegraph just about the stats, because he said on this show that he would potentially Well, he would go to an election saying we should regulate it for adults. But when you look at it, just a couple of quick stats, in Australia, the unregulated, so banned completely, we've seen a 439% increase in youth vaping. In America, since regulating it, so like tobacco or alcohol, 64% decrease. Right, in New Zealand, 19% decrease. So, yeah.
Maybe regulate, tax it, and then it might lead to less vaping. Yep. But it's hard to get off. And Stephanie's using a dummy to get off vaping. I'm all here for it. Are we all in unison, as in we're saying it's good
I'm
and she's not
for
a freak?
It. I think she needs to do it in public.
Oh, you're calling her a freak, are you, Ed?
Yeah.
All right, so
she's a big time freak.
Judging her, but we want people to judge her because we want to test the temperature of the public.
Go on, Kathy. Is she a freak?
No. Why should babies get all the fun? Why can't we have some fun too?
Yeah, Kathy wants fun. Your phone line's not great, so we'll leave it
there.
You
know, babies also drink milk from their mothers.
Well, exactly. Why can't that continue into later life? You know, when this cost of living crisis.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, milk's expensive, man. The farmers aren't getting their share.
Why can't you squeeze some India espresso to give it a little bit of a macchiato?
Or just serve yourself.
Yeah, I don't like your own. No, I wouldn't do your own. There'd be something weird about that.
Oh, yeah, but doing your adult daughters is fine.
I don't know what's going on. All right.
Oh, I think you've joined the crew. I think you've joined the segment. Christine, a freak or not a freak?
Oh, definitely a freak.
Thank you.
Why? What's your...
I don't know. There's probably multiple things that she could be, you know, addicted to sucking.
All right.
And at the end of the day, what she's putting, it's a pacifier, you know. It's
pacifying her?
Yeah. And so, but you've got an issue with her teeth. Do you? Is that true?
I have an issue. I've got children that I've recently had to take to an orthodontist, so they now are in braces.
Were they dummy suckers as children? As little kids, were they dummy suckers?
They were dummy suckers.
All right.
Let's go. Phyllis, is she a freak or is she not a freak?
Definitely not a freak, and I'm actually going to try this myself because I'm trying to get off vaping. So
this is a thing.
I'm already off it.
I just want to try it for joy or pleasure, like just try it tomorrow.
How big? Is there different size dummies you can get?
Oh, yeah.
For different ages, but they don't generally only go up to like, say, a 3 or a 5.
Could you go into a shop and ask for an adult dummy?
I got a shop you can go to.
Fit me out.
Oh, yeah, I don't want like a sexy one. I just want like a,
No, we understand. I mean, you remember my wife gave me a penis straw for she'd got from the hens party. Could I just use that?
Absolutely. Why stop there?
So before we get the actual result, can we get Stephanie back?
Yeah.
Hi, Stephanie. You've heard the people. Hi. You've heard what people think. How do you react to their comments?
Well, I'm pretty happy. I've inspired someone to try it. So that's fantastic news.
But we've got two and one on the phone.
I'm not going to be the only one.
But we've had so many calls and we have collated all our calls as to whether you're a freak or not. And I think we need a drum roll. We can hit Stephanie with this, can't we?
Yeah, we can because, Stephanie, with a whopping 72%, you're not a freak.
Yes. I knew
it. Fantastic. I'm going to normalize adult dummy.
Will you?
Thank you, Stephanie.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Who are we going to talk about now?
John Singleton, legendary ad man. He was on the Rich List that came out this week. He's been there for a fair while.
What are they got him at? Is he a billionaire?
I don't know.
He must be close.
I think he'd be maybe around the 700 mil mark or something like that.
More money than
close,
he could spend
enough.
In 10 lifetimes.
Well, depending, right? Because he's just had his 7th divorce. So this was
That's
the article.
Amazing.
Less than a year after advertising guru, entrepreneur and lovable larrikin John Singleton married the 7th love of his life, the pair have separated. His marriage to Sarah, the woman almost half his age, and mind you, she was like in her mid-40s, who fell for his wicked sense of humour and romantic text messaging, has ended. And he gave an interview. He's good. He just tackled it head on. Everyone was right and we were wrong. It's not the first time I've made a mistake. Won't be the last. I know I'm half mad, but mostly the other half makes up for it. Sometimes not. Let me go on because some of these quotes are very good. She's a lovely girl, but I'm not lovely. The sunset changed. I got sick of looking at sunsets because when he married her, he told the Telegraph that he was going to enjoy watching sunsets with her.
So how long did the marriage last? So is it
6 months?
6 months.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He's right up there with Rupert Murdoch, isn't he?
He's engaged again.
Yeah, extraordinary.
Anyway, 6 months. One thing he said that really that made me go, what? Wow, was so he said, how many married couples stay together for the kids or so they don't lose their house or security? How many of my mates and associates last over 50 years? Half get divorced and remarry. Of the 50% who stay married, 90% play around and 10% lose interest. It's a dopey pledge till death do us part. When you no longer enjoy it, split. So I get the end bit when you no longer enjoy it, split. I'm a huge advocate for that. If you've tried and it's not working, split, absolutely. But the bit that got me, 90% of all of his mates who have stayed married play around. I can't believe that.
You know
Is
what?
That honestly true?
He would hang out with the worst people in Australia.
The entitled.
He's a pretty down to earth, relatable, entitled bloke.
But they would think their money means they can do whatever they like.
Because I texted him and said sorry, but that is. I said, I love your other stuff, your great attitude to, moving on, living the moment. But I'm saying, I said to him, is that honestly true, 90% play around? Because as a woman who believes in love and romance and marriage and happily ever after, that is so depressing.
I don't think so. I don't think it could be true either. 90% want to play around, but I don't think they do.
That's hurtful. Even thinking that your partner wants to but is stopping himself every day from having an affair, that's an awful feeling.
No, not, it is biology to want to procreate. That is why we are still on this earth as a species, because men and women desire each other. Oof. So I'm not gonna cop that.
But can't you just desire the same one?
You can desire the same one, but it doesn't mean you don't desire others. But it's whether you act upon it or not.
But the thought of someone having to stop themselves and wanting to but fighting the urge is so unromantic and depressing.
Well, that is life, though. I put it to
What's the point in life?
I don't know. I put it to you. can we get a call? Can we get one bloke to ring us and say...
He's part of the 90%.
No, just say, I'm completely faithful to my wife.
And I want someone to call and say they don't want to have dalliances with other women.
We should not
have
to.
Surely those men exist. Call me and tell me you're married to someone and you don't want to have relations with any other woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's going to be a harder one to get, to be honest.
Than in 1060?
You're saying, can you get a guy to call to say that he has no desire to... Good luck with that.
Hand on heart, you are 100% no cheating, never.
No desire to as well.
Oh,
no,
that is ridiculous.
Desire.
Can we just go with no cheating? All right. Well,
you're looking for a unicorn. They're coming. Okay, we've got some unicorns listening and their new numbers. They're coming. Let them come. Not with other buns.
See? Stop them. 131060.
They're all attracted to Aaron. Line. All these guys. I just want to talk to Aaron.
Mate, the board is now full. I rest my case.
Well, let's hear what they say.
Okay, let's hear what they say.
The Hughie, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Guys, I just told you all about John Singleton and his seventh divorce. And one of the lines he said that very much triggered me. Look, his attitude towards it is great. This bit, though, I text him myself, so I'm not saying anything that he doesn't know.
Oh, we need to find out whether he's had a swing at you as well, actually.
Okay, so he said of the 50% who stay married, so he reckons 50% of his mates divorce, of the 50% who stay married, 90% play around and 10% lose interest.
That's what he said.
He said, how many married couples stay together? How many of my mates and associates? So people he knows.
He's in the multimillionaire entitled
group. I know that's a different, not representative of maybe every day. But I just texted him and said, that's awful for women and people who still believe in love.
We're going to get to the callers in a second to see whether we've got any faithful men who are listening to us. But Aaron, I asked the question before the break, has John Singleton, the, you know, billionaire horse advertising dude, has he had a proper swing at you?
God, there's a drop off. Well, look, I met him for the first time at the scone races with my ex-partner, Daniel Hughes, the cricketer.
Yes.
And we were standing there and John came over to me and congratulated me on the work I was doing with bowel cancer. So that was very nice. And then I introduced him to Daniel and we were holding hands, Daniel and I.
Yes.
And John looked at him and shook his hand and said, you are dating my next ex-wife.
Ooh, yep.
All right, so that's a swing. That is, that's what he's saying there is, I find you attractive and I would propose to you. And And you know, the sun hasn't set on that happening.
No way.
So he's single. Anyway, so John Singleton probably, if you, I reckon if you said, John, I know you're texting him now. If you said, John, let's start going out, he would say yes, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
No.
Has he got any money? Sure, has he got money left? Or is it, yes. He must be signing
prenups. He must be
prenups.
Smart with how he does it because he's still got a fair bit of money.
Are there faithful men listening
yes,
to us?
Yes, and men who don't feel desire to be with other women.
Can
that was our thing.
Can we just start with faithful first?
Can
we just,
well, no, is, this we can go better than that, but let's ask them. Let's ask them.
Now, how long have you been married, Bruno?
12 years.
Yeah, love it. What's and your sitcho?
12 years.
You faithful?
Yeah, mate, yeah. I'm very happy in my marriage. I've never had any desire to stray from my wife. So
yes!
I know there's other guys out there that are the same. If you're happy in your marriage and you're satisfied in your marriage, there's no reason to go anywhere else.
Yes, thank you, so, Bruno. Okay, well, that's a
but,
thank you.
But not to
I mean,
say,
we've got two kids, and I own two companies, successful businesses.
No, you're a winner. You're one of life's winners.
I mean, end of the day, like I said, if you're happy with who you're with, then there's no reason to go anywhere else.
But, all right,
so,
that's, beautiful. Thank you, Bruno.
You've established that, Bruno. But if a beautiful woman walks past you,
here we go.
Do you turn your head?
Here we go.
Oh, mate, look, there's no reason why you can't look, but that's
thank
where it
you.
Stops.
Thanks,
see,
Bruno.
Why do you ruin everything?
Thanks, Bruno.
You ruin everything. That doesn't mean he has a desire to relate with her, make relations. Yes. He's just admiring her beauty.
Let's stay in the hotspot of monogamy. Darren, how long have you been married?
Well, I've been with my partner since I was 16, and I'm 42.
Wow. So, were you guys each other's firsts?
Oh, not really, no.
Yeah, mate.
Started young.
Quaker's Hill, mate.
That's Darren, you got it out of the system.
We moved out of home at 22, so.
Yeah, go on then.
You do not cheat on your partner, Darren?
No way, mate, no way.
And do you ever think about someone else or see someone else and wish you could have relations?
Not really, not at all. Because
yes.
Not really.
Not really. He followed it up with.
Not really. Not really.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren,
let's
you're driving
it up
down
with...
the street. Here we go. You're driving down the street, Darren.
Here we go.
You guys are pathetic.
Five beautiful women in bikinis are walking down the street. Do you look at all, Darren?
Windy.
You can look, but
you can look, man.
Yeah, but you look, Darren.
That's a different thing. That's
you honk.
Yeah, but you're
honk. Would you honk, Darren?
You're looking, Darren, but you're not wishing that you could sleep with them, are you?
What if you're
no,
driving a maxi taxi and they're looking on
and it's
and
raining?
One of them breaks their leg. Can we finish with Ryan because he wants to admit some fault, which will make you both feel better about being?
Ryan, have you cheated before? Have you, Rye guy?
Yes, unfortunately, I have before the past. Right. Yeah.
Okay, man, it happens.
You know what? And this is good because. You know, I say leopards can change their spots.
Absolutely.
Ryan, are you a leopard who has changed his spots?
Oh, 100%. Changed my ways.
Have you been tested, though, Ryan? This is the question.
Every day he's tested.
Yeah, I get tested every day, but then, you know, you just
where
make
are you
that
guys
distinction.
Going? What do you work at Hooters?
Anywhere
like,
in life.
Seriously?
On the street, he's tested. Have a listen to Ryan. Ryan's a hot guy.
Ryan.
You're hot, aren't you, Ryan?
No.
But Ryan, so you could not be tempted. You could, if a naked woman stood in front of you at Woolies at the checkout and said, take me, you'd say, sorry, I'm taken.
First of all, if she's naked at Woolies, there's something crazy about it.
There's issues. It's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Thank you, Ryan. Today FM.